Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Need to break away? Take the short drive to Lake Lawn Resort for their stay and play package. Package includes overnight accommodations in their Lakewood or Lodges guest room, one round of golf per person, and $25 food beverage credit per person. Visit lakelawnresort.com.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the field against New York at 6:10 and against St. Louis at 7:15. At Buffalo Wild Wings, check out the new limited time menu with flavors from across the globe, like the spicy Cuban chicken sandwich. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Want to check out some great museums, exhibits, bookstores, and film festivals in the area, but don't know where to find them? Then check out CBS Local's Best Of section, your one-stop shop for everything cultural. We've got features and reviews for local theater, dance, art, museums, and more. Just visit the Best Of page at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for the best of local arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
For ideas on family activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Bulls have acted quickly to bring the band back together for another season. Jimmy Butler agrees to a max contract offer, 5 years, $95 million, but he can opt out after 4. Bulls also reached an agreement with Mike Dunleavy, small forward, back on a 3-year deal worth $14 million. More from the NBA. ESPN reports LaMarcus Aldridge had a very positive meeting with the Spurs today as the former Blazers forward continues his free agency tour. And Justin from Adrian Wojnarowski, it sounds like he's souring on the Lakers. Also, Draymond Green reportedly at a gap in negotiations with the Warriors, who hope to retain the forward. A lot of money, though, doled out today. Anthony Davis, the big winner, $145 million over 5 years with the Pelicans. Cleveland re-upped with Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson on 5-year deals. Love got $110 million. Thompson signs for $80. Hockey, following the Blackhawks' surprising trade yesterday, sending Brandon Saad to the Blue Jackets for Artem Anisimov in a 7-player swap. Hawks defenseman Brent Seabrook was a guest on TSN Radio in Edmonton.
It's part of the business. We all understand that. But you know, when you battle with teammates for 9-10 months and you reach the end game, the end goal of winning the Stanley Cup, and not too shortly after, it's they're not your teammates anymore. It's pretty tough. So I guess it is what it is.
And now Anisimov gets a 5-year deal worth $22.5 million with the Blackhawks. Hawks also signed Victor Tikhonov to a 1-year deal, and a report out of Montreal says Brad Richards closing in on a 1-year contract with the Red Wings. Baseball, John Lester 0-4, a 4.34 ERA in 7 starts since beating the Pirates on May 16th. Lester throws tonight against Bartolo Colon and the Mets. Jose Quintana gets the start for the White Sox. They will visit the Cardinals and John Lackey. Dan Jennings activated today from the 15-day disabled list. And 7 former Illinois women's basketball players have filed a $10 million lawsuit against the university, alleging coach Matt Boland and assistant Mike DeVilbiss created a racially hostile environment. Scoreboard update brought to you by Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix. So good, vodka is optional. And tune into The Score to win a spot in the Shelby's and Stella's Place Golden Ticket Finale, where you could win $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats. Visit www.670thescore.com/golden-ticket throughout the campaign to find out how you can win. Brought to you by Shelby's and Stella's Place and Vivid Seats. See more, sit closer. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 6:40. Sox visit the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score. It's time for Life Lessons with Terry Boars.
You know, let me tell you something. When they put up the signs that say sharks are eating you, don't go in the water.
That was Life Lessons with Terry Boars.
Boars and Bernstein.
Prayer for Burger.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Hockey tips.
404. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Boars and Bernstein. Let me ask you a question.
Another one today, by the way. Another shark attack off the coast of North Carolina. 68-year-old man airlifted to a hospital after he was attacked by a 6 to 7 foot shark off the coast of Ocracoke Island in North Carolina. Bitten on his left side, his lower leg and hip, and both his hands.
Apparently he can't read either.
He was swimming 25 to 30 feet offshore in about waist deep water.
But that's where they've been coming for people. That's where they've been.
Correct. It's the seventh off the North Carolina coast since June.
Do you want to bet whether there were signs on that beach? I bet there were.
He's probably carrying one. I mean, yes. Although, I don't think the signs say sharks are eating you. I think they probably say danger, possible.
Danger.
Yeah,
danger.
Sharks in the water. But that's
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
As John Lester takes the bump tonight against the Mets.
He better stop sucking.
What else was I going to ask you? I mean, where are you on the John Lester watch as we look at him? And, I mean, the Cubs certainly had the right intentions. That's what they wanted. They thought they had. And I you know, to be honest with you, I don't know how many starts this is, but however many it is, I haven't been impressed very many times. I just haven't. I mean, we're living in an era where it's dominated by pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not dominating. He's just not a dominating pitcher at this point. I mean, I'm not saying he can't beat the Mets. I think you could beat the Mets. But, I mean, I'm just kind of like, wow. And I know it was necessary. I know they wanted to reach out. I know they wanted to do it, and they'll do it again. They'll damn well do it again. But, man, I have just been – I know maybe if the Cubs make the postseason, maybe he'll be brilliant then or whatever if they get that far. But the thing is that right now you need help. You need help from him now. Now. Not in October if you get there.
Yeah, you're busy talking about we need pitching. We know we need pitching.
Yes.
You need pitching from him.
Yes, that's my point. That's allegedly why he's here. I mean, I understand that the rest of the rotation, you can say, okay, he's come back a little bit. He's come back a little bit. All right, we like it. Travis Wood is gone. But all that, well and good, and the Cubs obviously still need it. But, man, you've got to get something out of him, something remotely resembling consistency.
Well, it hasn't been there, and the overall numbers are certainly middling at best. He has a fielder independent pitching of 3.56, which is right at his career average. So for what he's been responsible, he's been himself. He's been John Lester. It's just there hasn't been enough where you feel like you know what you're going to get each time out.
Yes, correct. I mean, there are guys in the game now that you know exactly what you're going to get just about every damn timeout, not occasionally. Not after three bad starts. I mean, there's so much good young pitching, and some of the veterans are still pretty damn good, too. I mean, I just look and I say, John, I know magicians creep you out, but your pitching creeps me out. It's just not what I expected. It isn't, because it should be easier to pitch in this league, shouldn't it?
Because you've got at least a handful of automatic outs.
You do.
He's one of them, too.
Yes, he is one of them. Yes, he is.
You know, everything other than pitching, he's completely incompetent.
I know.
Like, throwing to a base.
Throwing to a base.
Fielding, pickoff move, hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one thing he can do, and I'm not asking him to be this elite athlete with everything that he does, but the one thing he can do is pitch, and that's just been, he's been fine. But they didn't pay for fine.
Yeah, they didn't pay for fine. Fine is not good enough. I mean, fine, you have to be better than fine on this team. I mean, you did, and again, maybe it comes in October. Maybe the Cubs squeak in the playoffs and he pitches that game and takes him on. But I look at him, I say, why? I mean, against what should be an easier time in the American League, you're not facing that guy, the extra hitter. I mean, I just look and say your numbers should be better. It's sort of a given, really, that you can take a guy in the American League and his numbers will be better in the National League. Not always by a ton, but a lot. The guys have done that and done pretty well where they get into that league and the pitching improves a little bit, their numbers improve a little bit. I mean, not great, but he's not. He's not been that guy to jump to the league and uh-oh.
The 847 asks, why is it necessary to post signs next to the ocean that there are sharks in it? Well, it's just that
because it's red alert time.
A spate of attacks for whatever reason.
Yeah. They weren't in Maui, and then Maui had an attack, and they put some up. But they're not there generally. They don't, because they're just not.
Right, that's why the ocean is scary. Because at any point, there could be something around you that could kill you and wants to kill you.
Yes.
This
Correct.
Is Matt on the score. Hi, Matt.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. I had a quick question. I wanted your opinion on something. It's a two-part question. Number one, do you believe from time to time trading a bad contract for another bad contract can help out the other team, or is that just bad thinking?
What do you mean specifically, and what do you mean help out the other team?
I'm talking specifically about Derrick Rose. I think right now...
Nobody's trading for Derrick Rose.
Well, just bear with me just one sec, my hypothetical. There is a really stupid team on the East Coast called the New Jersey Nets that is a history of making horrible, horrible decisions on contracts like Joe Johnson, Brooke Lopez, etc. What I'm proposing is a hypothetical trade of Derrick Rose for Darren Williams.
Good Lord, what does that accomplish for anybody?
What does it accomplish? Well, number one, that makes it Jimmy's team, no longer Derrick's.
Darren Williams is a nightmare.
He's awful.
But Darren Williams is healthy, and Darren Williams does.
No, he's
Derrick
not. He's never healthy.
No, Darren Williams is awful.
Healthier than Derrick.
No. His ankles are bad. He's fat. He's bad in the locker room.
Yeah, he's been a rough go for the.
Is he okay? Hypothetical bad contract for bad contract.
Bad call.
For bad call.
Right. Bad contract
we'll
for
trade
bad
that
contract.
Bad
thought, bad call.
Yeah, we will trade that bad call for another one.
Okay. 3-1-2-6-4-4-6-7.
We will.
I guarantee
you we will.
That's what we've done around here for a long time and will continue to do.
No, that Darren Williams is just a nightmare, and he's bad at basketball. And Joe Johnson actually had a pretty solid season.
Yeah, but the Rose
thing. 106, but he had a pretty solid season. I don't want him either.
And I don't know what Derrick Rose thinks he is. I don't know what he thinks.
I don't either.
He's supposed to be
as
a player.
Well, he doesn't know either because he's so insulated. He doesn't know what he is.
He was completely mixed up last year, all of a sudden deciding he was going to be a guy that took a ton of three-pointers and missed three-quarters of them.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
That was his game.
That's just awful.
He's going to be a 25% three-point shooter and keep taking him and that's that.
Stop doing that.
And then somebody just blows by him and pick and roll. So if he looked like he got his speed back a little bit, but not his quickness.
Not his quickness. Yeah, I have no idea if this offseason helps him. If there's still some more there that he can get back to what he was. But all I know is you got to stop throwing up threes. You just do. I mean, I know that's today's game, but guys are making a lot of money on a lot of teams to hit those threes, not to clank them. Not to just take them for taking them's sake, but to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very valuable thing, and he's just not good at it. And what he used to be good at, occasionally there's a foray when he's really good to the basket, but not like it once was. And you don't think it'll be ever like it once was, do you?
No.
You kind of not, all right.
No, I think he can still be good.
But not great.
But I just don't think he's going to be great. The contract looks a whole lot better when you see other contracts.
Now yeah. But still, it's a burden on a team because he's so weird, and you've got to settle the alpha dog thing. And as a guy who's observed the Bulls and enjoyed the Bulls for a long time, I wish you could trade him. I wish like hell you could trade him. No problem. not for Derrick Williams, but no problem. I'd do it. Can't. I'd do it. I absolutely would. I don't want this, and it's not going anywhere. It's presently constituted, is it?
No.
I mean, you spent, you know, you got a lot of money spent. You're going to keep Jimmy around, which is a great idea. But Powell is 30, going to be 35 when the season starts. I mean, you're just not in a great position. Noah's got one leg, and that's never going to get better, apparently. The other knee's never going to come back to what it once was. So that's kind of yesterday, too, with him. You're just in this odd place where you think you're a contender. You believe in your heart of hearts you're a contender.
Well, that's why I hold them to that, because comes from them.
I do, but I hold them to that, but I don't believe that. I could hold them to that. I could say, all right, well, be one then. No.